cheesesteak joins the culture wars. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It was 3 years ago that Joe Vento, who runs Gino's Steaks, which according to reliable sources makes the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia, Joe Vento posted a sign telling his customers to speak English in his shop. But the sign didn't say just that. It said, "This is America. When ordering, please speak English." And he posted two of them. Well, Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love, which is the healthy kind of same-sex love. And the city's Commission on Human Relations found that there was probable cause that those signs might intimidate the Asian and Latin American immigrants in the neighborhood and therefore might be illegal. So the commission investigated. Joe Vento threatened to sue, saying the signs were merely free speech. Websites popped up to support him. Bloggers pointed out the political importance of cheesesteaks, noting that in 2004, John Kerry almost lost Pennsylvania when he ordered his cheesesteak with elitist Swiss cheese instead of working-class Cheese Whiz. So, it had all the makings of a major battle in the culture wars, until this week, when the Commission on Human Relations voted 2-1 that Joe Vento's signs could stay, because there was no evidence that anybody was being refused service. Joe's attorney told reporters he was pleasantly surprised. And so there's no story, dang it all. And so it's English only at Joe's place, unless all the Asian and Latin customers start going to Pat's King of Steaks across the street, in which case I bet Joe learns the Spanish word for Cheese Whiz pretty quickly. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.